Cargo Theft Reveals Red Flags in California CDL Vetting for Non-Citizens. By Paul Bois on June 18, 2025. A recent cargo theft of $1.6 million in stolen electronics has revealed red flags in California's vetting process for non-citizens with a commercial driver's license, CDL. Authorities in a recent cargo theft bust recovered more than $1.6 million in stolen electronics recovered from a tractor trailer owned by someone whose CDL stated their first name was no name given and their last name was Diamond, reported Overdrive. The load had been stolen from the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport in Grapevine, Texas, and was discovered by Overhaul's Law Enforcement Connect when the load went past its Childress, Texas destination, through New Mexico, and into Arizona, and eventually coordinated with Arizona Highway Patrol to set up an I-40. When authorities finally stopped the tractor trailer near Flagstaff, Overhaul reported that three subjects were found in the tractor, two of whom were identified as drivers and all of whom were arrested. Two of the subjects were in the country illegally, added Overdrive. A California DMV spokesperson defended the driver having a CDL, saying it aligns with the law and stems from cases whereby individuals, such as some from Afghanistan, have only one name, per U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. California law requires a customer applying for a driver's license, DL, or identification, ID, card to present an identity document such as a birth certificate or passport that includes their true full name, a California DMV spokesperson told Overdrive. The DMV will enter the customer's name as indicated on the identity document. If no name given is listed in the first name field on the identity document, the DMV will enter no name given as the first name for the DL/ID card. This policy is the same for all types of DLs and IDs issued by the DMV. California issues limited-term CDLs to non-citizens without tracking citizenship status. Federal law mandates proof of legal presence for CDL applicants, but California accepts diverse residency documents, for example, utility bills, letters from shelters or employers. A 2022 law aims to expand real ID access, including to undocumented immigrants, by 2027. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.